Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, how about that?
All right, guys, you can call in now to the
Echo and
Blog Talk Line 516. I got it. I'm going to take care of it.
516-387-1412. 516-387-1412. All right, guys, you can call in now, and we're still talking about the fairest the way that you know how. We can come up and make sure that everybody has got an equal shot at the awards. All right, who had the floor? Reggie, let me finish what you had to say. You were giving us some answers on some stuff, and we didn't get it all yet, but we want to hear. What you got, Reggie?
No, I was just saying that my suggestion was have it weighted.
Okay, what is weighted?
So you got the fans, then you got the racers, and then you got the committee. So the fans, their vote will be count for, let's say, 25% of the vote. The racers will be 35% of the vote, and the rest will be the committee. And you add them numbers up, and that's who should get the award. Now, as far as the nominees, that's a different thing. I think it's still best that you give a certain time for people to come in and nominate themselves or their friend or teammate. You give a certain amount of time to get them names turned in according to the criteria. And you got to hold the person accountable for some point, right? If you want to be nominated, then you need to nominate yourself if you fit the criteria.
Well,
how can you get mad with somebody else because they didn't nominate you and you didn't nominate your damn self?
You're self-nominating if you do it by numbers.
Okay, hold on, guys. I think we're saying the same thing, just in different words. At the end of the day, however you get nominated, there's still okay. Let me read a couple of comments from the side. Let me not weigh in too prematurely. Sean GT says, this has been discussed for the last 5 years, it seems, of different ways to handle it. Still, no one is happy. It's an uphill battle. And because something is hard, does that mean we shouldn't do it? Jonathan White says, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't the voting polls posted on the Grudge platform to get everyone a chance to cast his or her ballot vote? Yes. But did everybody see them? It don't matter if they know or if they're known or unknown. People are always going to have something to say. Paul Donaway says, you will never please everyone. And the manager. Hey, look, I'm going to shout this out because I love this. I love what he just said. The one-time national keyboard racer of the year, the manager, is checking in. So anyway, you know what? That was a gag joke we came up with a long time ago. And the long time ago, let me tell you what, a plaque that I have on my wall right now, it doesn't belong to me, but it's on my wall because – okay, let me take this off right now and show you guys something. It's, I keep it on the wall for a reason. This is – let me turn this shit off so I can – you guys can see this. It's funny. And I'm going to tell you why I like what he just did, because I like what he did because this – whoever burped, God bless you and – hope you clean your drawers because you sound like you shit on yourself. But anyway, the thing says it was to Frankenstein. This is the fake-ass racer of the year a long time ago because they had a really bad car and they never would race like we all thought they should. They did what they wanted to do and they ran their program the way they wanted to run it. But all that to say this is that we did it in fun. We didn't do it to hurt nobody's feelings. We did it to motivate some people. No, some votes were private. What happened to Larry? Okay, let me see. They definitely were. at the end of the day, who gives a fuck who don't like it? The people voted and everyone had their chance to vote. Motherfuckers are just a bunch of babies. You race to win races, not awards. Eric Hurd, that's a well-thought-out response to that. Although I think my personal opinion is that at the end of the day, the whole conversation goes to show the amount of work that goes into these awards. It's always going to be unpleased people. No, some votes were private. I'm just getting on what was said about my live feed. Nothing that I know about so far, but I'm sure there will be plenty of talk about it. But bottom line is,
hey, Jeremy,
all right, sure.
No, I was going to say, well, I mean, wasn't this their first time doing this? You know, for the first time, you know, and the reason why I went is because I wanted to see everybody that I never met before, like Larry McKenzie, the people from like G-Unit, Porky I see that he just popped in. It was nice seeing you. You know, there was a couple of people I wanted to see that I would like to meet. And it was pretty good, you know, to go and mingle. You know what I'm saying? For the first time,
it was the first time.
That wasn't the first time that the DMV had an award ceremony, to be factually correct. But my point is that was the first time that some people were involved with the ceremony. Just to be factually correct. But because I've attended award ceremonies up there prior to this one. But here's the point of the matter is, again, we applaud everybody involved with the ceremony, and we're not debating who should have won and who didn't win and who nominated. What we're talking about right now is the process. Having chaired the banquet committee for the last 14 years and knowing how people can be dissatisfied with the process, with the results. The only way we get to the results is by process. And so what we're talking about today, if you had it to do, because we're not talking about this specific award, this event, because that was one, but there have been many. And after everyone I've ever seen, there's always been dissatisfied folks. And so what I'm trying to bring to the Grudge community is, what can we do to at least have it give the appearance, because people always say favoritism, and that's the word I've been hearing all weekend long, and I've heard it for years, favoritism. Oh, you like this guy. Oh, you like when Tony Bynes won Grudge Racer of the Year, they were like, oh, my God. When Baldy won, when No Guts, No Glory won Event of the Year, they were like, oh, that's not fair. That can't be because so at the end of the day, people are always talking about the results, which really means they're talking about the process. How did we come to the winner? So you tell us now, how do you say we're supposed to come to a winner as a banquet committee of some kind or whatever, whoever it might be involved, just different people. The same thing is, how would you do it so everybody can feel like they had a good shot and nobody was playing favoritism?
So then do everything by points. Everything like, I forget who said it, do everything by points and wins. Okay, so do it like that. You know, the only reason why I didn't say points and everything because I thought everyone was supposed to be grudge racers and everything was supposed to be a little bit different. But if people are complaining. So if people are complaining about who's winning trophies and stuff like that, you know, then do it, then you have to do it that way then. If that's what, at the end of the year, if people really are crying about trophies and stuff like that, then you will have to do it.
Okay,
let
me ask you a question. Why do you use the word crying? Why do you use the word crying about trophies?
Well, do you just say that people are not happy? So
about the weather, does that mean I'm crying?
Yeah, you are. To me, that's my vote.
Okay, so let me say this
really
to everybody.
That's my choice of words. Like, I mean, I respect
your choice of words. And all I'm trying to say to you and everybody listening is that understand it's not what you say, it's how you say it. So if I'm sitting here saying to you guys, we're trying to come up with solutions to the problem, right? If I say, oh, you stupid motherfuckers, don't you understand?
Well,
this is
different.
The solution
that's
to the
different.
Problem.
I'm not trying to
say what now?
So, you know what, Joe? I'm not going to say nothing. For one, I don't curse like that. Two, I'm just saying crying is because it just seems like.
You don't have to justify your reason for saying it. I'm just saying that's an offensive word for somebody looking to you, listening to you right now, saying maybe Ghetto Cowboy has the answer. But he just said I was crying because I felt like I was treated unfairly. And so I'm not listening to him no more. I'm going to tune him out. I'm just using you as an example. They could say it about me because I've been talking for years about this stuff. And I always – and the old school, we used to be a lot rougher and tougher, and we said harsh words, but people knew what you were talking about. They knew you meant it with love. Go sit your stupid ass down and rest. Before you break your neck, you silly fucker, you. And, you know, like your mom used to talk to you, like, you know, the comedians say. But my point is, they said it with love, even though it was mean words. But now, we got to be politically correct, kind of, sort of, and say things so people. No, come on, man. I'm not going to debate whether or not we can use.
In defense, Paul,
I'm going to ask you to wait until I finish talking, please. You can't just cut me off and shut me up. Why are you doing that?
Sorry about that.
Okay, thank you. All I'm saying is, can we just have a more civil tone? That's all I'm saying. I ain't trying to tell you how to talk. I'm just saying, if we want to try to get solutions, let's talk to someone like we're trying to help them and try to stop calling them names. That's all, whatever it is.
Okay, Joe. I'll use different words than crying. So, Joe, the people that are complaining about not getting awards,
great choice of words. I like that.
You know, complaining. It's a hard thing to do, you know. I have a friend. His name is Carlos Sobrano. I mean, he does racing, and he won Pro Stock or whatever several times. And I believe they do a point system over there at the, what is it, NHRA, MARA, whatever. And at the end, they get a jacket, they get a ring and everything, you know. So maybe the grudge people should do that, whoever is, you know, the head people or the people that's doing the voting. You know what it is? You know, let's be honest. Let's just rip the Band-Aid off, right? Because this is grudge racing, right? The thing is, you're always going to have people complaining. You're always going to have people, you know, it's not fair. You know why? Because everyone is not on the same page and everyone's not all together. You know, you can feel it. You can feel it in the room. You can see it. You know, there's people that I thought would be there that wasn't there. You know, I just went there to support. You know, I'm new to this sport. You know, I don't take sides. You know, I'm a type of guy. I'm a neutral guy. And, you know, I like meeting people. If you haven't done anything to me, you know, I'm going to treat you good. You know, I'm going to treat you right. But, and this, I never met so many people that, you know, are one way and then another way. If everyone could get on one page, it would be great. You know what I'm saying? It's like that saying with, like, you know, it seems like other people don't like to see other people succeed, or, you know, and this thing is never going to be a okay or a right thing, I see. You know what I'm saying? Unless people just get together, just like, everyone's doing events, right? Like we were saying a couple of weeks ago, everyone's doing so many events. If people just sit down and discuss things, we can have a better grudge thing and things can go much further. You know, we can get sponsors and stuff like that. But with us, we keep on fighting each other and things are just messing up. You know what I'm saying? So how are we going to – what happened?
No, I was going to say something, but I didn't want to cut you off yet.
No, you can cut me off. I'm not. You say what you feel.
What you just spoke on, I mean, that's all wonderful and great in a perfect world, but, you know, not being naive to the sport that we are all in, which is grudge racing, it's a competitive sport, and someone is always going to complain, and someone's going to always feel like they've got slack. once you have proof why everything was deemed the way it turned out, then and then only should you have understanding and stand down and take it easy and relax. Some people don't relax with the direct reasoning of why this didn't happen their way or that didn't happen their way. And that's what happens in grudge racing because, once again, it's a competitive sport. Now, when it comes to giving out awards, I tried to say some or give an input on it, but I really found myself not coming up with anything that's lucrative or valuable in the process, seriously, because like Pro Stock said and someone else might have said, someone's always going to complain and not be satisfied. So moving forward, when awards are given out, yes, a process does need to be in place where individuals that are awarded, it needs to be explained or at least put out beforehand without a shadow of a doubt why you got what you got. And there's no secret panel, no mysterious panel. The panel should be upfront and in plain sight who they are, all right? You know, and because there's no mysteriousness in grudge racing. You show up, you race. You win, you lose, you pay, and you go home. So that's all I'm saying. I mean, you know, so we're trying to come up, as Pro Stock said, with a reason of what could be a better process in determining grudge awards, you know, awards period. And I think Paul came up with a pretty hefty, decent solution. And everything can get tweaked, but it starts somewhere. And I think what he said, believe it or not, made probably the most sense thus far. You know, and we'll go on and get more reasons. I mean, more suggestions. Then that helps the process. So that's basically all I got to say. You know what I mean?
How many awards there are? Because you guys said it's not the first one. So how many awards there is a year or for wherever? How many awards? Anyone know?
Well, who could say that? Because everybody in different areas give awards. East Coast Grudge Racing Association, he gives out awards every year. He gives out awards. Grudge World knows about it or not. And then you have NGRA that gives out awards. Then you have other areas that are deeper south or Midwest, so have you, that probably present awards. So who could
so Cliff,
get that kind of
award? So was that banquet right, specific for that DMV area only?
No, that was a DM. Okay, there are local awards given out, like East Coast Grudge. He usually focuses on the people in his area. There are regional awards given out. The DMV, Larry T, Dion Kennedy and Tommy Adams and Big George and Sherry, those guys have done the DMV banquet before, and that has been a regional kind of a whole Northeast, East Coast kind of thing. Then there's Grudge Inc. to give out national awards, and then there's the NGRA to give out national awards to everybody, all five regions around the country. Everybody does it a little bit differently. Everybody has their own criteria, but there are two national organizations that give out national awards, several regional, Texas, they give out regional awards, and as does Detroit, Chicago. One of those give out regional awards. What's the guy's name that does the radio show? His older guy. What's his name? I can't think of his name. But my point is that those are the three kinds. But at the end of the day, it's all about the process. What is it about the process that we can improve? Because we're not talking about any particular event. We're not trying to talk about this event this weekend. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. And most of us, or a lot of us weren't there, but a lot of people that were there, if they want to, you know, talk about their awards or whatever the case, they can at some point. But right now we're trying to find solution. After every awards event, that I've ever been attached to or received an award for or whatever the case, there's been always been somebody saying, man, that shit was fixed. It was robbed. They robbed me. They didn't. How the fuck did you come up with so-and-so? And so-and-so didn't have a race, and so-and-so wasn't even on the scene, and blah, blah, blah. Everybody's got their reasons for believing what they believe. And so today, what we're going to try to do is see how can we can put a fixing on, a straightening on this shit. How can we get this thing to be a little bit better so that the majority of us who want to know the truth know that it was conducted in a fair and impartial way so everybody had their shot. OG Bobby, you got the floor. How would you do your grudge awards and make it fair for everybody?
But that's the biggest one I ever seen since I've been in, back into the game, whatever. DMV is about the biggest one to give out the awards. And East Coast, he only does like maybe one or two, and he doesn't do like a big one. He just give them out privately or whatever, openly, and that's about it. NGRA, y'all just do however y'all do it. And the mother names you just named, I never heard of them other guys.
Okay, Bobby, that's okay if you didn't hear about those. What I'm asking you is how would you fix, if you were in charge of the awards, how would you do it so that everybody is everybody's happy? Everybody feels like they got a fair shot.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Bob.
I guess you would have to include everybody in it because it seemed like everybody goes to everybody's event from east to the south. So I would make it as a whole event instead of just different sections or different areas.
Anarchy.
Because the ones I seen last night, it was just only like DMV only.
Yeah, there was a regional award show with a national grudging came in to give out the national awards, and it was regional awards. But again, that's not the point of this conversation, guys. That's not the point. Kata, how would you fix the awards? Kata, your phone's on mute. No, we're saying, well, everybody's always saying, oh, he shouldn't have got that, or oh, this one didn't do that, did that. Every year we've been hearing this shit for 15 years now. So 14 years. How do you?
There's a lot of, listen, people are going to be unhappy regardless of what. I don't care how you do it, which way you do it, or how you see it. People don't get jealous because their name didn't get called. If their name got called in one of these awards, they wouldn't have said a goddamn thing. That's how I see it. You know, I see it as like, I'm calling the space for a space, yo. Like, just like Marcus got on the live feed earlier, made a live feed. If you wasn't worried about it, why is you talking about it? If I was worried about something, I definitely ain't going to talk about it. You understand what I'm saying? So then what you mad that they didn't call your name? That why you mad? A lot of people throw shade because they don't like certain individuals. You understand what I'm saying? Like, positive reward should go. Listen, I wouldn't care if I ain't with nothing. It don't bother me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm in the game to make money. I'm not in the game to worry about rewards and all that shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, if you're a true racer, get in the paint and do what you do, then you'll get a reward. You understand? Stop racing the same motherfuckers over and over and over. You got to spread your wings out. You know, if you want a reward, you got to go to different areas, different tracks, different states. Put in work. I've been doing this shit for a long time. And I got my name out there because I put in work. You understand what I'm saying? So if you want to put in, if you want your name nominated or get a reward, put some work in.
You want your name nominated for an award, put some work in. Michael Lee, what's up, man? How would you do your awards?
At the end of the day, Fred and Boss Lady and Larry T did a good job, yo. Be happy that somebody's trying to do stuff with DMV positive. Stop worrying about the world. What about the other stuff that's going on? What about how the decoration was? What about how they present themselves as business people? What about shit like that? Stop worrying about reward and hating on a man because you didn't do this and he didn't do this. Hey, listen, that's one of the biggest reward shows I've been to. I was a banquet-wise. You understand? It was nice, and people got along, and it was good. So next year, every year's going to get better. Just like you do a show in race car. Every year it gets better and better. You know what I'm saying? Everybody learned from the mistakes they did, but guess what? All in all, they did a hell of a job.
Yeah, and that's why we're not talking about that show. Okay, we're talking about awards. Grudging gave out some national awards, and people have problems with that, right?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna make my statement. I don't have a problem with none of the wars. I just want to know was that just specifically for that particular area. I'm glad they don't want to do what they're doing. So I don't know.
Big grocery wars, right? You got South Carolina that do grocery wars. They got North Carolina. Every state got their own grocery wars banquet.
Yeah. I wouldn't say every state, but every area. There's a lot of different ones.
Right. You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I got what you're saying. I'm just being factual. But, yeah, there's a lot of different banks around. And, again, we're not talking about any specific one. We're not talking about that. What we're talking about is that for years we've been doing this. We've been doing it for a lot of years. And this didn't just start now. People complaining about how did you come up with that solution. I'm sorry?
I think it should be one banquet, right, every year. One big banquet, right, for every state. You know. It, regardless of what, I don't give a fuck. It's always a popularity thing. You understand what I'm saying as far as banquets and rewards? Like,
well, how can we take the popularity out of it? How can we take popularity out of it?
It's always going to be that way. It's always because certain people like.
Why is it always going to be that way?
Because I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to put an example, right? Jamie Trigger Man, Tony Bonds, right? The whole world knows them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
Jamie travels around the whole world, right? Jamie got fans in Alaska, got fans in Canada, he got fans in Japan, right?
Okay, yes.
You put the first race of the year, and you put the votes on for everybody. Right? Jamie gonna win most of the time because everybody know Jamie.
Right.
He ain't gonna pick. He gonna win four races, and they still gonna put the first race of the year. Because everybody knows it's all about popularity, yo. That's what it's about, yo. That's all it is ever going to be. It's always like that. Every year it's the same thing.
It doesn't have to be like that, though.
It's okay, like that.
From the Facebook side, hold on, Facebook side. Timmy Ruffin says, let them do their own awards banquet. Burrell Ruffin said, like the Grammys, not sure what you meant. Tammy Jones said, 2019, they didn't get mad because the committee announced the races for each category and the people voted. Marquis Top Dollar says, popularity is a nature of the beast. If the driver is putting in work, can't get around that. Sherry says, good report, Tater. Charlie Womp says, talent and standing out, what brings the spirit to the sport.
Join the meeting.
Let me bring it back to 2019, right? Right? So me and Aaron Tingle, right? Suge Knight went 17-2, right?
Yes.
Right? Guess who won the Grudge of the Year that year?
Hey, Patty Cake. Who did?
Guess who won the Grudge of the Year that year?
In 2019?
Suge Knight went 17-2, right? That's
mm-hmm.
who won the Grudge Race of the Year. He didn't put that much. He didn't put that work in like Suge Knight did.
In 2019, Tony Bonds won the National Grudge Race of the Year. I don't know who won Regional Grudge Race of the Year, but National, Tony Bonds won.
Aaron Tingle won the Grudge Race of the Year in the DMV, but his car came out the end of the year. He just went to quarter. So you make it make sense. Nobody cried about that, though.
And that's what we're talking about, Tater, right there. Hold on. And that's you make an excellent point right there. And that's what we're trying.
Let me talk. Y'all got their head to floor. I'm putting points out there. So he won the Grudge Race. Do you see us cry? We knew what time it was. Do you see the Bad Mouth crew crying there when Aaron Tingle went up there and won it? That's the same thing like this year. So you can't get mad. It's all the same shit, yo. Don't get mad when it ain't got nothing involved with you. When it's involved with you, you don't get mad. But when it's not going your way, it's not that way. It's crime.
Yeah, but getting mad is not going to solve the solution.
You can't say crying.
Let me finish.
I got reprimanded by saying crying.
Ignoring the situation. Ignoring the situation is not going to help it either.
If you guys want to call in, direct line on the blog talk, hold on a second. If you guys want to call in and join in the conversation, a direct line, 516-387-1412. Kevin Hunt, your mic is open on the blog talk side.
How are you, Joe?
What's up, doctor?
Oh, you can hear. I was texting you. You got a bad reverb, like an echo. I've been saying that for a minute. You can, like, double talking. But anyway. I don't know how y'all hear it out there, but I'm getting a reverb. But it seems like now, man, it's more about recognition than the money. You know, everybody want to claim, and they need to simplify this thing. And just bear with me for a minute. Just like just spitballing. When would you say, like, the season would start? It starts in Gallatin in March, and it runs through, say, October?
Yes.
But you know, okay.
Well, for some people, that's true, but for other people, it's not.
Okay, but I'm just using that as an example. How about you set a criteria where in order to get a specific award, you have to do a specific amount of races? Say, for instance, in the season, and I'm just spitting ball on the low number, 10 races. 10 races you got to do to actually try to get recognition for something, be it small tire, be it anything. But you have to do a minimum amount of this. That stops the people from going out there and getting a trophy that only ran 3 races for the season, but they ran for big money. And people always look at the money aspect. Oh, he ran for big money, but he only did 3 races, where you get a guy out there that ran 12 and 15 races, and they overlook him. So they maybe if they set up a criteria that addresses this and stop giving awards to, like for instance, a rookie award, like, you know, somebody just coming, it should go to a rookie. I've been sick. I've been recovering. I've been racing a few years. If I come back, should I be entitled to Rookie of the Year? I'm not into that shit. If the award should be given, it should be a comeback award or something like that.
You would be entitled to comeback racer, but not rookie, obviously. But again, criteria is a good thing. Anybody else, guys? We're talking about what we can do to improve these awards, the process of giving out the awards.
At the end of the day, I look at it this way, right? I feel like, you know, as far as rewards, I feel like they should have 15 to 20 committee, which I do.
Committee members?
When the people, yeah. I don't think the fans should vote. I really think it should be different, whatever. The fans shouldn't vote. It should be put your head together, go to the joints, whatever you got to see, who did the most races, who should be the club. I think the fans shouldn't vote at all, because if you get the fans to vote, they're going to vote for their favorite person. Period.
It shouldn't be a popularity contest.
Yeah. So does every so let's take it one step at a time. Okay. Does everybody agree that these awards that we're talking about for the Grudge Game should not be a popularity contest? Does everybody agree with that or disagree?
I agree.
So Tatum, I got a question for Tatum.
Yeah.
What do you think about if the fans got 20% of that vote, the racers got 20% of the vote, and the committee got 50% of the vote, and they weighed all 3 of them together and came up with who won that award?
I'm going to ask you a question, right? And that's pretty real. At the end of the day, I feel like you should get people from different areas. Like, you know, you got to look through the overall picture all year long. Like the national awards y'all got, Ann Boney won this. They think Whitney should have won it. Like, y'all should know as a committee who was putting in work, who did what, who traveled, who put in
exactly.
That, y'all should know that. The committee should...
Who asked that question?
You know, the committee, y'all 20 people to pick your heads together. Oh, that person right there put more work than this dude. This dude had these whole power races. But this dude did. You get what I'm getting at? You don't need the fans to do that. Now, when it all comes down, when everybody's a damn, it was no fans. But it's the committee made these choices.
They try to make it like America's Got Talent.
Exactly. It's as far as the fans,
it's
you
just
know,
it's too simple.
You got 100 Salt and Pepper fans. You think they're gonna say, all right, if me pick more work than me, they ain't gonna say, oh, we want Salt and Pepper to win this award. We like him. Fuck me. You get what I'm getting at?
It's really too simple. Joe, you already got the platform with the NGRA. For the people who are not a part of the NGRA, they can't cry if they don't get an award. But with saying that, being that you are part of NGRA, you got something to show for it. When you go to race.
Okay, well, Paul, let me stop you. Let me, Paul, I'm sorry. I don't want to interrupt you, but let me stop you from giving out missed facts. Okay, okay. The NGRA has never given out only NGRA awards. If you win an award, you win an award. If you are an NGRA member, then we put money on top of your award. You don't have to be an NGRA member to win a national award. But those are the facts, but you can continue now.
Okay, well, all right, that sounds good. But at the end of the year, if you're going to give out a major award, being that you're a part of, because everything, I've competed all my life, bowling, pool, you name it, softball, baseball, being that I'm a part of the teams was the only thing that qualified me to receive an award. Now, each team have a different way of accounting for my activity and how I performed. There's no difference in if you have the NGRA, they're a member, they have to perform, do certain things to be a part of it. And at the end of the year, all that's been charted, and that's on the person now, the owner of the car. If they don't choose to register that they raced and what they did, then they can't fault nobody else because you're taking the stats they're giving you. So if they want to complain after that, let them go look in the mirror. But it's just that simple. It ain't that hard.
All right, guys. If it was that simple, I don't know about that. We've been trying this stuff for a long time, and we've been putting everything that I don't think I've heard anything tonight that was suggested so far that has not already been in place that we dealt with the national awards of course. Everything people talk about having a committee. We have a committee of about 30, 40 people. You're talking about do it from all over the country. They're all from different states and different regions, different cities. Some of the racers, some of the fans, some promoters, even some track officials are on the committee, have been on the committee in the past.
You've had a setup where the racers lock up races and they basically register with someone that they're going to race and they keep track of that till the end of the year. You've had that.
Jay Barnes put something like that in place, and we've had something like that in place, something similar to, not exactly to that, but yeah, that's what the leaderboards are for, to keep numbers, track of what people said they were going to do, to see if people do what they were going to do. And again, this is not to promote one way. Oh, one second, Paul. This is not to promote one way over another, right? What we're talking about is that whether the award is a regional award, national, local, whatever it is, you got the power. You, whoever you are listening, you have the power to make it better. We're not going to complain about what people do about their award, and we're not going to say what we're going to comment about is see if we can make this process better. What would you do, Michael Lee, on Culture Before 10 times? What would you do to make the awards fair for everybody? What would you do? You got the power, complete power. You say what's going to happen, it's going to happen. Speak on it.
Well, Joe, I think whoever's on that committee got to be impartial. If you got your fans and you on the committee, you gonna try to vote for your own fans. So that ain't gonna work.
Well, nobody on the committee can vote for themselves. Okay, that's number one.
What I'm saying, if you got three fans of Salt and Pepper on the committee.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you already know Salt and Pepper gonna get those three votes.
And what's the problem with that?
The problem is it's popularity again.
No, it's not because criteria before Salt and Pepper can be selected, we look at Salt and Pepper's record, his numbers. Did Salt and Pepper do this? Did Salt and Pepper do that? Did Salt and Pepper do the other thing? Did he meet these minimum standards? Did he have this many races? Did he travel this many tracks? Did he do this many things? If you're a videographer, were you at this many events? If you're whatever you are, if you're a promoter, did you have this many people come to your event? Did you have this many races? I mean, there's a lot of criteria. There's five different categories of criteria that we've always put in. I think Tammy Jones was talking about how the criteria for the DMV awards in 2019 and before were there as well. So you can't question people's integrity or because the criteria is there. Now, based on the criteria, the people that's there who impressed you the most. Now, that's a personal opinion, yeah, but based on the criteria, not just raw numbers. But, yeah, raw numbers get you in the conversation. Now, your performance makes you win once you're in the conversation. They can't even talk about Pro Stock Joe because he didn't have no grudge races. So I can't be nominated, right? Or somebody else, whoever it was.
Well, Joe, don't change nothing. Just keep doing what you're doing. leave it as that. Just keep doing what you're doing. If you got a certain amount of people voting for a car that they like, then ain't nothing you can do about it.
Okay,
but if that
so
car
you gave up on the problem. Okay. Anybody else was talking to you? Janet Starks on the award side said nobody should get an award because it's not fair to some races that deserve an award. Nobody should get an award. Oh wow. The awards banquet based on a region? Say what now?
The minimal. What is the minimal? To qualify you for an award, a racist.
It depends on who's giving out the award. They set the criteria. For the national awards, it's a minimum of, I think, 10 races or something, a minimum of 10 races, 5 states, and some other stuff for a national award. For a regional award, it's a little bit different, but they're all listed over for the national, the NGRA national awards. They're listed over in the NGRA grudge papers and anything that my name on the NGRA, they're listed there somewhere. But the point is that we're still not talking about in thank you, Norman Duncan. Tammy Johnson, Michael Lee is exactly correct. He can meet every criteria, but the committee shouldn't pick the winner because they can be popularity and bias. Okay, Tammy Jones, you come on here and tell us how you would fix that then. Tell us how you would fix the committee if they meet criteria. And all right, so how would you fix that? Somebody else, tell me how you would fix the voting so that everybody gets a fair shot. Tell me how you would fix the voting. Let the number of awards and you limit the number of awards and limit the problems and backlash. Okay, thoughts, suggestions, anybody, everybody, somebody, scream. Somebody talk to me. Tell me how we can make this shit fair, man. A lot of, and just by going away and not doing it, not giving out no awards because somebody's going to be upset about it, that's just like saying don't race because the guy that loses is going to be mad. You need the dial-in number. The dial-in number. Somebody write this down one more time. The dial-in number to call in on Blog Talk, 516-387-1412. Somebody write that down for me. Call in on the Blog Talk side, 516-387-1412. All right, we're talking about how do we make these award ceremonies better so that everybody feels like they had just an equal chance as everybody else to win. Somebody talk
to
me.
Well, let me explain.
It's simple, man, the work they put in.
Thank you.
It's the work they put in.
And not only that.
People that put in work and not only
Hey, Cliff.
Like, for instance,
I'm sorry. We got somebody new talking over here. Let me see what they got to say, and I'll get you in a second, please. If that's okay?
Not a problem.
Who was that talking behind you, Paul?
I'm not sure.
That was me, Joe. I'm sorry, Paul.
Go ahead. Kevin, go ahead.
The people that get awards, obviously, it should show that they put that work in. And you can name the ones that year in and year out that constantly is putting in that work and getting overlooked. You can look at the badmouth crew, how many people feel about them. Yeah, they go back and forth. They put in work. 8-Ball put in work. Copperhead. These guys are out there year in and year out going all over.
Okay, hold on, Kevin. That's incorrect. The phone number is, the call-in phone number is 516-387-1412. 1412, 1412. So whoever had that other information up there, please take that down. That's incorrect. Please take that down. I appreciate it, but that's incorrect information.
Good job. You want some? It's hard to.
The phone number is 3516. Somebody write this down for me, please. 516.
I wrote it down.
387-1412. Roy Quick said, there's always going to be people who that feel like they got screwed no matter how you do it. Some people is always going to complain. We know that. We understand that. But listen, understand that. Thank you. What we're saying to you is this. We know there are some people, that are just that little bit of people who are always going to complain no matter what. We got that. We understand that. But we also understand that if the majority of the people, like if everybody up here say that I'm holding up one finger, everybody says I'm holding, and then two people say, no, you're holding up two, well, we know what those two people are. They're delusional, right? So we want the majority of the people to know that the process is fair for everybody, and everybody's got equal shot. So I'm interested. I'm waiting on Tammy Jones to call in and give her a comments on that. But I'm interested in hearing some thoughts. People say I get Maddox said get a banquet committee together, put a number of people. Ghetto Cowboy said, you know, spread them out, get a mixture of races and fans and so on people. Some people said the people have to be unattached and unbiased, like Michael Lee said. And again, all these things are good, but we still want to hear from some more people about what you would do to make the process just that much fairer and transparent. Transparency is a big thing, so that if everybody knows how it's going to work before we get started. And when we get started and when we do it like that, who can complain, right? So transparency is a big thing, but how would you do it if you had the keys to the kingdom and you could make it just like you wanted to make it? How would you do it? Anybody talk to me. Porky, you won an award this weekend. Talk to me. What do you think? Oh, Tammy, you there? Okay, good deal. One second. Let me see. Boom, there you go. Tammy Jones, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm holding on with both hands. Scared to let go. Okay, good enough. So listen, talk to me. How would you make it fair? What would you do if you had the keys to the kingdom?
So you've already made it clear. It's impossible to please everyone. You're not going to do it. So how we did in 2019 for the banquet, we had track owners. We had promoter. We had racers, and we had a couple of fans from the various areas. They all voted on racers for the category, and it took a month to come up with just one category. So after coming up with all the voters for the category, I paid a polling company to put up a poll, and individuals were allowed to vote. We had no way of manipulating any of the votes until the day that I went to order the awards, which is 2 weeks before. I didn't know who won. The votes were sent directly to the company that printed our trophies. When I had to proofread them, which was a week before the banquet, is when I knew who the winners were. But there was no way to manipulate that. They also sent me each person that voted information. They could not duplicate their votes. I have that information. So if anybody questions the transparency or the integrity of voting, I have the company's information. They could call. I have voting, and I have everybody's email and or telephone number that voted.
What's your name, Miss? It's Tammy?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes,
listen,
it's Tammy,
I must say, you just you just explained that very convincingly. Listen, hands down, you got my vote. And anybody else listen, I'm pretty sure you're going to agree with me. She just explained that too well. Listen.
And we had, after the 2019 banquet, we had one complaint. And that one complaint was someone that was of race 12 years ago was not put into a category. But he had received an award from Larry, but he was not recognized at the banquet. Nobody questioned the integrity because the committee had no involvement in it. And to be honest with you, when they say that promoters or someone to pick any of the categories, you're not going to have a track owner or a promoter that will pick any of the categories because not everyone that's on that committee will have the integrity of keeping private and confidential who voted for who. And if you think that somebody's going to boycott your event, you're going to give up who voted or who would not vote for that person to win whatever category, and that's going to become an issue. So the best way I find is that nobody associated with the committee, on the committee, has anything to do with voting, and it turned out the way that it turned out. It's popularity. If the committee pick them, that could be bias, and it can be popularity.
Well said. Once again, well said. I don't care
so does anybody else have any additional recommendations as to how we can make this fair for everybody?
And to add one other thing, we absolutely did have, and I'm sorry to interject, but we absolutely did have criteria for every category. You had to have a minimum of X, Y, and Z in order to be nominated for this. So if we were questioned, and we were questioned by a couple of people why they didn't make a category, and when we told them what the category was and we asked them for their stats or to show us proof that, in fact, you did meet this criteria and we just overlooked you, then we would give you an award and we would acknowledge our mistake, and it was not absolutely one.
Once again, well said.
Could you give me?
All right, guys, we're talking about the magic wand to fix the award, the fairest and the best way to give them out, so that it won't be a popularity contest, how many people racing for an award, and go. Let me see. Okay, Janice Starks. Chris Chavez said, very good system. Sherry Tucker said she agreed. Kevin Lebo said, either you win Grudge Racer of the Year, Regional Grudge Racer of the Year, or enjoy the show and have fun. Too many awards makes them seem like participation awards. In everything, decisions are made are not always agreed with Rock Jordan. Thank you guys for all your comments. But at the end of the day, what we're still talking about, again, is how do we fix it? We're not going to we're going forward. We're not looking back at what we did. Tammy, thank you for your input about what did work for you guys. And that's something that a model that we can definitely take a look at, the outside polling and giving the fans a vote. But
can I ask a question, Joe?
Sure.
Ms. Tammy, could there be two winner on a one same
no,
category?
No, there absolutely
like what
there cannot be. So if they both have the same amount of votes, yes. But we did not experience that. And when Latavia said about Aaron Tingle and himself, and I just went and pulled up my stats, and I can send over that report. I still have it on hand. That Aaron Tingle had one more vote than what Latavius had. And they had the most votes in that category of all of the categories.
Miss, you said the poll, you know the same people can vote three or four. All they got to do is switch their name is vote for somebody. That's all they got to do.
But let me, you could do that, but when the polling company went back through and looked at the names, and that's why we did it, or look at the email address or the telephone numbers, that vote was taken out. And that's why we paid them. You cannot, absolutely not vote multiple times. You could do it, but your vote wasn't counted in if you called from that same phone number or you registered from the same email address.
Yeah, they're called IP numbers. You really can't get that off too well.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons that we paid that company to eliminate multiple votes.
All right. Well, there you have it. A lot of conversation. We definitely appreciate all of the info. Guys, the show is going to go off in about 4 minutes. There's nothing I can do to stop it. I can put another show on if necessary. But I think we had a good conversation tonight. And I guess all the promoters out there, all the people that put this stuff together, they'll take a look at this show and they can look at some of the suggestions that were made and try to do better going forward. Anybody have any final comments or anything?
Joe,
5 minutes. I can fix this whole thing
What's the female name you're talking? I forgot who it was.
Tammy Jones. Tammy Jones.
I like how she did that floor mat. I think that might be a good idea to do it that way, like she said. I like that.
Well, there you have it.
To let you know, somebody named Kevin said it would be good to put the criteria out in the beginning. When I went to Larry and said that I wanted to acknowledge the racers and the DMV to do a banquet, at that time it was mid, almost towards the end of the race season, and it wasn't enough time to give the racers the categories. But we came up with, the committee, and I wasn't on the committee. I just did the planning of it, and I set the platform for the racing. I was not a part of the committee. But the committee at that time came up with the criteria among themselves, and it was too late to let the racers know because it was pretty much near the end of race season when I decided to do something for them.
And just to add on to that, I just wanted to mention that iPhone Tata, you look so submissive and breedable tonight. I would love to see you oiled up and stripped down.
Oh, my God.
At least that's
booty call. Booty call.
Anyway, we almost got through without that bullshit. We don't know. Just some random fucking call. We don't
Whoever
know.
Whoever that was, get that young lady, get that female back.
All right, like I said, guys, I'm going to say I'm signing off because there's nothing I can do about this whole thing going to go off. And so at 6 o'clock, it's going to do what it does. I don't know. It's got to set up that way now. So anyway, I definitely appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight. See you next time. See you next show. Until this Pro Stock Joe, now you know what I know.
To the money zone, we pay to play. Win or lose, somebody getting paid today. About to make the grudge papers, guess it's safe to say. Line up, and we gon' make you famous today. Somebody tell mama they done smoked up the kitchen. Put yourself on the board and play your position. It's a win-win, so how could you lose? Pick one and ride with them, you got something to prove. As a
N-G-R-A. Never be the same. It's the N-G-R-A.
white man guilty of disturbing the peace. You ain't a racer, get you some holla dollars at least. Yeah, we grudge it for cash. Chairman of the board got his foot on the gas. Turn them lights on, you better get you a victory. Don't know who Willie Dog is? Check your history. Rules to the game, money, math, and mystery. You gotta keep cool and you gotta have heart. That's the number one rule. That's the...